that a mobile antenna or is that like a base station antenna?
It's a fiberglass and 7/8 meter. I don't know how many feet high. I never tried. It's fiberglass and one stick. Over.
Get Dakota. Jack, my fiberglass antenna at my old house was the best thing ever, man. I could get in anywhere, and I think that was Sean. Go ahead. There you go. You're sounding good here, that's for sure. Hey, Jack.
So, Sean, how are you, sir?
Hey, not too bad. Just out here picking up, making a... My wife wanted French fries, and so I went and got her some French fries. Got myself a little something, too, so there's that. Now, Dakota, I was going to ask you, I went to that ClearNote site, and the guy's got, he's got Pi 5 ones, and then he's got regular ones. I'm guessing those have Pi 4s in them, or do you know? Real quick, I'm coming through the Mayville 550, so that's probably why I sound way better. Way north-er of where I was. Yeah, I have the regular, it's a Pi 4 UHF. I don't really know what you're gaining by going to the 5, except for maybe some future-proofing for updates, but, yeah, oh my God, I'm by the White Horse Inn, I should go in there. I don't think you can go wrong either way. What's the price difference? I think it was $30. I think it was 55 versus 85. Yeah, at that point you're paying the cost of the Pi as a negligible difference. I would just get the 5. Well, my only concern would be the current draw. You know, is a we know a 4 consumes more than a 3. You know, and then is a 5 like even more. You know, so that would be my only concern. But all right, I'm just pulling in the driveway here, and I don't wanna derail the conversation with this. I do got to get inside. Jack, go ahead, pick it up. I'll be back when I'm inside. WRUU 850.
Hi, Sean. Good to hear from you. You take care. Go ahead, Dakota.
So far, so good. I'm 11 miles from home, and it seems like it's still super solid. So I'm hoping I can run this all the way to my house, and then that would give me to get into Romeo. Ham from my house, and then GMRS I could get into this, so that'd be pretty neat.
I tell you, that Harvest is really a good antenna. I mean, I don't know if you know that, I was talking to Ohio, New York came very clear this year and last year, New York. Chicago, they were, I don't know if you can reach that. Well, I don't think you can reach it where you're at, the 600 repeater. It's by the airport. That one gets you way up north, way, way up north.
Yeah, but it's a link system. So, like, Sheboygan is linked into Macomb, which is linked into Detroit, which is linked into this Mayville one. So it's a network. It's not, I mean, I got the indirect RF, but it's not one radio RF to another radio RF. It's going into a repeater and then over the internet to another repeater and then back out.
Yeah, you're right. It's a link repeater, but the 600, it's a single repeater and it's by the airport. I don't know if you know that or not. I'm sure you do know that. Anyhow. That one, it really gets you, you know, sometimes the band open, and that thing will fly all over the place.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. I gotta update my radio. I'm missing a bunch of stuff. I kind of, you know, programmed it as fast as I could just to get what I use in, and then go figure the next day I'm driving all over the place and I don't have a bunch of stuff, so... I'm going to bring the card in tonight and update it and program that stuff in there, too. But, yeah, I forgot all about that one. I used to be able to hit that one from my house with an HT because I had a roof antenna at, like, 25 feet.
Yeah, but I don't know if you went that way a little bit more because it has a small antenna, but it has a big print. It's very, very big print, because when I was talking to the guy, he was about 30 miles north of Cadillac.
I'd have to ask Sean on that one. That seems way too far for UHF.